Hello and welcome to the Fab Five podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa, and on today's episode, I'm joined by Carrie, Lauren, and Sam. Hello, everybody.
Hey, B.
How's
everyone doing?
I'm glad you're not sick anymore and you can actually talk today.
I know, right? So today, we're going to actually talk about one of the Universal Premier Resorts, the Hard Rock Hotel. And who wants to start us off, maybe talk about what a Premier Resort exactly is at Universal and what benefits you get for staying at one of the Premier Resorts?
That's technical. It sounds like a Lauren answer.
Oh, I was thinking it was a Carrie answer.
Oh.
Okay, I'll answer then.
Ding dong, you're wrong.
Tag, you're it, Sam.
I'll answer you, V.
Thanks.
So at Hard Rock Hotel, there are three premier resorts at Universal Orlando, and the Hard Rock Hotel is one of them.
Sam's been to Universal School recently, so I think it's more up to date
in
her mind.
I just graduated again.
Top of her class.
Anywho, so the main perk about staying at a premier level resort at Universal is that you get the unlimited Universal Express Pass, which is a skip the line pass, and you get it for free. It is included.
Which is worth every penny.
That's huge. Yeah.
And your room will sleep up to 5 people with a rollaway bed. So that is 5 Express Passes, unlimited Express Passes for every night that you're there.
For every day that you're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it goes into the checkout day. You have that whole day.
Check in and check out. So if you're staying one night, you get it for 2 days.
For 2 days, yes. Well, as long as you have park tickets. You have to have park tickets.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, what are you going to use it on?
Exactly.
What, like almost $300 sometimes per person per night?
Yeah, it can be.
The cheapest it's ever is $150, and that's like when it first drops.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps going up.
So if you have 5 people
really
in the room, do the math. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is,
and that's a
very
day.
Good deal.
Like $150, mm-hmm. like that, I mean, that's more than your room rate for one night.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
The value is there, and those hotels are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The square footage of those rooms is pretty good.
Oh my God, yeah. There's
wait. Hold on. Hold the phone. Back up.
Dan's on this tonight.
Wait, is she reeling us in already? We haven't even gotten very far.
She is putting the smack down. She's missing.
So, the Hard Rock, besides the wonderful Express Pass, what's the theme there? Is it really like Hard Rock, like,
no,
you know, like the old Hard Rock where you go and they have...
Sort of, kind of, but not really.
I don't feel like the rooms are at all. I feel like they're like a pastel-y, like, I don't know, they're cute. I feel like they might need a little bit of a refurb, but
yeah,
you know,
I do think the rooms need a refurb, but I still think I would
still nice.
Stay there over any other hotel. Well, they're all good, but it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to get rid of the mirrors, though.
No.
I love the mirrors inside those rooms because they have all of those like hash marks at the side that tell how tall people are.
It's amazing how tall people are, because I'm always, every time I go into one of those rooms, I'm always like, huh.
Snoop Dogg is very tall.
Makes you realize we're just short people.
Mm-hmm. It's awkward.
So, Carrie, do you want to talk a little bit about the rooms then?
Yeah. Like I said, the rooms, the square footage on the rooms, I feel like they're pretty big for just the standard rooms. But like Sam said, you're going to need a rollaway for that 5th person, most mm-hmm. normally, in the standard rooms.
But they'll fit in there with a rollaway.
Yeah, they will. They
because
will.
Their standard rooms, like I think the minimum square footage is like 300 and something, right?
375 to 500.
Yeah.
Which is that sizable for a standard hotel room.
It really is.
Then they also have what we love, the club level rooms that are going to have a room or suite in that 7th floor area, and you're going to get access to their club level lounge, which, you know, the continental breakfast, and I have to give it to Universal.
Agreed.
Their club level breakfast is legit.
Well, mm-hmm. even their snacks, like their happy hour type things.
Yeah.
It's like a meal.
Yeah, for sure. But their breakfast is always like super heavy hitting, I feel like. It's stacked with everything you could imagine. So those, you know, they're going to be a little bit more a night, but that might be the thing for you. And you, that's something you'd have to weigh out, you know, visit back to the hotel to get you a snack and a rest or whatever. And then, of course, they have their suites, those Rockstar suites. They have different themed, like singers and performers. I happen to know there's a Taylor Swift one.
Which I can't believe Jess has not stayed in.
She has.
No, she has.
Oh, she stayed in the Taylor Swift one?
Yeah, yeah. I have pictures of it. Yeah. So I'm saying that because she's not here. But it says in these suites, they are specially designed to deliver all your wants and needs. Means a spacious bedroom, additional kids' room, living space, kitchenette, or a baby grand piano.
Because everybody needs that while they're vacationing.
Is that the Liberace noise with the baby grand piano?
I don't know, but I'm in. I just want to hang out in there. But like I said, I do know for a fact that there is a Taylor Swift suite, and it has some piece of clothing in the wall or in the picture that she's worn, and all of these things.
Right. I think each of the suites has something from
some piece of memorabilia from that person.
It's a shame you can't pick the one you stay in. It's kind
you
of a
probably request, but
you can
no
request
guarantee.
It, but yeah.
Definitely not guaranteed though.
Yeah.
From what
do,
I can tell.
Do the suites get club level there or no?
I don't believe they do.
Right? I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
Okay. All right. Okay. So why don't we talk about food, our favorite subject? Who wants to talk about the restaurants?
I'll take it. So they have several options. They do have a like grab and go area with like a little mini Starbucks area in the lower level of the lobby. And you can get like breakfast sandwiches, and donuts and bagels and sandwiches during the day, like quick grab and go stuff. Then they have the kitchen restaurant, which has always been a favorite of mine. I've always thought that was a sleeper restaurant.
You love the kitchen. Yes.
It's
all of
so
that.
Good.
I have not been there since they redid it and reopened with the new chef. So I'm hoping it's still good. But it was always a great, great option. And it was always available, you know, so it was a great little sleeper. If you needed a good meal on the fly, it's a great option.
And prior to, I feel like it was always consistent.
It was always consistent prior.
Every time you went in there, no matter what you ordered. And we always, anytime I've ever been in there, it's been with a very large party.
Like 20 people.
Yeah.
They always had great service. Yep.
Yeah, they do great.
And a variety of options. I mean, right? And something for everyone.
And we've actually had, and again, it's a new chef, but we've actually had the chef come out because we had people with allergies and say, trust me, I'm going to make you something. And he like whipped them up something not even on the menu that they loved, you know. So they're really good about stuff there. And then there is the Palm, which is the steakhouse, which I've never actually been to that one.
I mean, it's a chain.
I haven't eaten in there. Is it a chain?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a chain.
Yeah, what? We have a Palm in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Really? Mm-hmm. You've never taken me there, Ray.
Sorry, you don't come down here.
I don't want to talk about you guys and your little rendezvous without the rest.
I'm taking you to Chislehurst.
She is.
Come on.
I have to be honest, I didn't know Chislehurst was a place in New Jersey until the other day.
Oh, so exciting. Can't wait.
And then they have the Velvet Bar, which is the lobby bar, which we've been to.
They still do the little concerts there that they used to do, those Velvet sessions?
They have been doing live music there.
Since COVID, has that come back?
I'm looking now. So there's a picture of somebody playing the guitar, so I'm assuming yes. Okay. Live music from legendary bands.
Yep.
Okay. Because every once in a while, you'll get somebody famous.
It says every month, excluding November and December. So that's the specifics, I guess.
Okay.
Right. And then you do have it's called the Beach Club, which is their bar and grill at the pool. So, which... I've ordered lunch there, which, you know, and then they have room service as well. So, good food options. Also, super close to City Walk. So, if you want to dine in City Walk, it's literally like 30 seconds away.
Right. That's one of the perks, I think, also, that it's basically walking distance.
It's quicker to walk than take the boat.
Right. There's a boat if you want to take it, but you can walk to City Walk. You can walk to Universal Studios Park. I mean,
you can walk everywhere. Yeah, it's so
right,
fast.
Right. But like, it's literally right next to Universal Studios
right.
Park, and then you know, once you're there, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, it has its own security entrance and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's a great perk.
It really is.
Yeah. It's the reason I love that hotel so much.
Mm-hmm. How about the pools? Anyone have experience with the pools and the underwater music?
That's going to be Sam.
The big old pool, and it's awesome. And I like the water slide. It is. I think it's the prettiest pool at Universal.
Agreed. Oh. Well, Sapphire's pretty too.
Yeah, but I like Hard Rocks. I like all the big tall palm trees and the way they have it set up. It seems more like almost like South Beachy, or I don't know the right term to use to describe it. It just seems more like bougier resort pool to me.
Well, yeah, so isn't that the whole theme that you're staying at like a rock star's mansion? So it would make sense. You're right. Yeah, it totally fits that.
I love their pool.
It grass beautifully. I know that. Those palm trees and everything. I mean,
the cabanas. I just like how the pool's set up. I do love Sapphire's pool, though. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like Hard Rock has the best. For premier level hotel pools, it definitely has the best.
Yeah. I still have never been to the Portofino one.
Oh, it's fun. It's not so, the best pool, but
it's like tucked away. Mm-hmm. I've gone over there, but I've never actually swam in it.
They have little ledges you can sit on and drink your drinks in the pool.
Oh, well, that is a plus at Hard Rock because I know that they'll actually serve you in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Universal knows how to do it.
The other thing I love about Hard Rock is the fact that you can actually take out a guitar.
Yeah. I was
and have
say,
it delivered
that's one
to your
of the
room.
Cool perks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody traveling with you that is really into playing guitar, like it's something you can borrow essentially. So.
And I will say the lobby bathrooms at the Hard Rock are super cool. You should definitely check those out.
They are.
I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, this is neat.
They have a gym, right?
Right. There's a gym, there's a game room. I mean, there's plenty of things to keep you busy if you're not going into the parks, but
yeah.
With that express pass, you definitely have to take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah. And they have like, and I do like, you know, how we talk about you can walk there and everything to the parks and City Walk, and you can take the boat. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's like the easiest resort to deal with at Universal. It's
truly,
literally the easiest one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all pretty easy. Yeah. Let's be real, but
it's Universal. Yeah.
Yeah. But that one's just,
yeah. And they've
you
got great, great staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we should also mention that when you stay at one of these hotels, one of the preferred hotels, you also get, well, with all the hotels, you get early park admission to Harry Potter. With the three premier hotels, you also get priority seating at restaurants in Universal and City Walk.
City Walk as well? Okay.
Yep. So you just show your room key and you get the next available table, mm-hmm. which is nice.
So of all the Universal hotels, is this
favorite?
If you guys were going, is that where you would stay?
So I think Sapphire is the prettiest, mm-hmm. but I think Hard Rock is my favorite because of Express and the location.
Okay.
Hands down.
Do you feel like it's good with kids? It's good just adult trips?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that vibe can translate through the
to whole anybody, thing. Especially mm-hmm. teenagers.
Yeah. I agree. Boys, especially mm-hmm. like teenage boys who, you know, aren't interested in a lot of things that can.
Right.
Yeah.
It can translate there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Anybody wants to add any special memories, special thoughts?
No.
No? Okay.
I just really like it there.
I will say we did stay there at Christmas one time, remember?
Oh,
it was
pretty.
Amazing with the saxophones and everything.
It was pretty.
It's very cute at Christmas time as well.
Yeah. No, definitely recommend it. So.
And they have a cool staircase, too. Not as cool as Sapphire's, still pretty cool.
Yeah, they all have the staircases,
mm-hmm. And they all do pool activities. Like, they do everything that all the other hotels do, too.
Well, and I do think all the rock and roll, and actually not all rock and roll, pop music, whatever have you, what kind of music you like, they have memorabilia all over the resort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of fun. You can look at, like, you know, Lady Gaga's outfit from whatever. Yeah. Or, you know.
And there's plenty of, like, seating to chill in the lobby. Although the lobby is loud.
Yes, it's very loud.
The lobby is loud.
Yeah.
It's fun loud, but it's loud. But and you don't hear it in the rooms. But when you walk into the lobby, it's definitely a very vibrant atmosphere.
Well, it's, you know, it's supposed to be a little clubby, a little
rock and roll
music
baby.
Scene, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, if that's it, then I'm going to close us out.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Please follow and like Fab Five Podcasts on Facebook and Instagram. Stay classy, and thanks for stopping by.